Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday. San Diego Chargers coach Mike McCoy, defiant that his team is failing, says the coaching staff will evaluate itself and then the players during this bye week. Said it was a team failure, the awful loss in Miami. Said there was no question about the effort, though there were loath plays during the game. He said the season is not lost by any stretch, says the Chargers will address linebacker Donald Butler's substandard play after getting $11 million guaranteed salary. Today and Wednesday, practice on the field, even though it's a bye week. We'll see if Ryan Matthews joins the number one unit. An update on Jason Verrett, the cornerback facing torn labrum surgery, and a look-see at Sean Lissamore's injury. Chargers make another acquisition for their beleaguered defensive front. They pick up free agent pass rusher Damian Square. Spent a year ago with the Eagles, was on the Chiefs squad this season. Monday Night Football, the Colts blew out the New York Giants at the Meadowlands. Quarterback Andrew Luck torches New York secondary through three touchdown passes in a 7.5 minute span in the third quarter. The Giants spent the entire night blitzing but got burned. Luck goes more than 350 yards and four touchdowns overall in the lopsided win. On the injury front, Eagle quarterback Nick Foles has a minor crack in his collarbone, but no surgery. It's not a season-ending injury, but the season is over for linebacker DeMeco Ryans. He's out with a torn Achilles. Broncos lose another linebacker, Nate Irving. MRI, sprained knee ligament. This club had already lost linebacker Danny Trevathan. They're very thin at that position. Redskins lose cornerback D'Angelo Hall. He tears his Achilles for a second time in a year, this time in a non-football incident, reaching for a pizza in his home. Houston Texans running back Arian Foster, MRI on a groin injury. Cowboy linebacker Rolando McClain has a bruised knee. Tyrone Crawford, young defensive end coming off knee surgery, has re-injured the knee. 49ers say running back Marcus Lattimore is contemplating retirement. He spent 2 years rehabbing a knee injury he suffered at South Carolina. The knee flared up again on him last week after just 2 workouts. Jaguars have IR'd cornerback Will Blackman with a broken finger. Dolphins have IR'd safety Michael Thomas' chest injury. Raiders lose cornerback Carlos Rogers' MRI on a strained knee. Bengals offensive tackle Andre Smith is out with an ankle problem. Cornerback Leon Hall out with a concussion. Houston loses cornerback Jonathan Joseph with an ankle and cornerback Kareem Jackson with a concussion. The Detroit Lions have activated defensive tackle C.J. Mosley from a 2-game suspension, joining the team this week. He was found with marijuana smoke in his hotel room in London, England last week. The Steelers are demanding the NFL discipline Ravens pass rushers Terrell Suggs and Courtney Upshaw for what they say were terrible cheap shot hits in the Sunday night game, calling them both dirty players. Raiders criticism of former first-round draft pick cornerback D.J. Hayden, evidently two very poor plays, 2 pass interference penalties, beaten on 2 passes, and dropped 2 potential interceptions in Sunday's game. And the Cowboys have a contract problem. Wide receiver Dez Bryant has hired Jay-Z's Roc Nation to represent him in upcoming contract talks. College football, the season is over for Washington State star quarterback Connor Holiday. Emergency surgery, broken ankle in the USC game on Saturday. Finishes the season 3,873 yards and 32 touchdowns for the Cougars. AP College football poll is out. Mississippi State stays 1. Florida State is number 2. Auburn goes to 3. Alabama 4. Oregon 5. TCU closing fast is at number 6. Ole Miss has plunged from 3rd to 12th in the poll after back-to-back losses. Lots to report in Major League Baseball. Padres roster shakeup. They have designated for assignment veteran left-handed pitcher Eric Stoltz. Right-handed pitcher Donnie Roach and minor league catcher Adam Moore took him off the 40-man roster that opens slots for Corey Lubke, Casey Kelly, Carlos Quentin, and Yonder Alonso, all coming off the 60-day DL. Padres lose second baseman Ryan Jackson. He's claimed on waivers by the Dodgers. The Dodgers pitcher Brian Wilson has exercised the $10 million option in his contract. He'll remain in L.A. next season. Dodgers, surprisingly, have only 36 on their 40-man roster right now. Angels have moved pitchers Garrett Richards and Tyler Skaggs off the disabled list to their 40-man roster. They'll lop a couple players off the roster on Tuesday. Baseball's free agency window opened at midnight last night. 131 players hit the open market. The biggest names, Max Scherzer, John Lester, James Shields, Nelson Cruz, Hanley Ramirez, Pablo Sandoval, and Melky Cabrera. Monday was a really busy day in baseball. Clubs offered the $15.3 million max qualifying offer to their in-house free agents that would guarantee teams a first-round draft pick as compensation if they signed elsewhere. The $15.3 million offers, Detroit made them to Max Scherzer and DH Victor Martinez. Giants made the offer to Pablo Sandoval. The Dodgers offered that amount of money to Hanley Ramirez. Orioles to DH Nelson Cruz. The Pirates, in a surprise, offered many to both Russell Martin and Francisco Liriano. The Rockies offered 15.3 to Michael Kadire. Yankees did the same to reliever David Robertson. The Braves, in a surprise, offered that huge amount of money to Erwin Santana. Done deal for the Cubs, Joe Maddon, 5-year, $25 million contract to become their manager. Twins have hired Paul Molitor, 3-year contract to be their manager. The Tigers have hired Alan Trammell as assistant general manager to Dave Dombrowski, spent the last 4 years as bench coach in Arizona. The Athletics have talked to Kirk Gibson, the former Arizona Diamondbacks manager, about a front office job. Washington has hired Bob Miller as assistant general manager. He had been with the Cincinnati Reds, and Texas is bringing back pitching coach Mike Maddox. Basketball, Lakers back on the court tonight. They play in Phoenix. L.A. is 0-4 on the season, their worst start since 1947. The Suns are 2-1. Memphis has lost guard Courtney Lee to a concussion, and reports the Knicks are talking to Indiana about a possible trade, shipping controversial guard J.R. Smith to the Pacers for shooting forward Chris Copeland. In college basketball, Indiana University star Devin Davis, serious condition, head injuries, run over by teammate Emmett Holt in a drunk driving accident Saturday on campus. NHL hockey, the LA Kings try to snap a 4-game losing streak. They're in Dallas tonight. Other top games in the NHL tonight, Montreal 8-3-1 plays at Chicago. Vancouver 8-4 plays at Colorado. Edmonton's lost high-scoring forward Taylor Hall, a sprained knee ligament, so he'll be out 2 to 4 weeks. And the battered New York Rangers have lost Ryan McDonough with a separated shoulder. They're already without Derek Stepan, Dan Boyle, Ryan Malone with injuries. In tennis, Rafael Nadal has undergone appendicitis surgery. PGA Golf, Dustin Johnson, the drug-troubled golfer, has sued his former agents for extortion, saying they stole $3 million of his money, then threatened to expose his drug issues. In soccer, FIFA has lost a big corporate sponsor, Emeritus Airlines, over corruption in World Cup voting a couple of years ago. And the head coach of USA Soccer, Jurgen Klinsmann, has criticized his World Cup players for not excelling while playing abroad in Europe, calling out Jozy Altidore of Sunderland, Jeff Cameron of Stoke City, and Julian Green of Hamburg for not becoming dominant while abroad. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Tuesday.